Today's daf is daf mem, and we're holding at the two dots, which is about a third of the way down. Romele Rava le Rav Nachman. Rava pointed out a contradiction to Rav Nachman. On the one hand, Sna'anelu devarim shadam oseotam ochel parotehem bolam azeva karen kayemet lo lolam haba. Ve'elohim, kibad avaim, gemilot chasadim, avat shalom shebin adam lechaveiro, v'tamut torah keneged kulam. Then it goes through now the limud of each one of them. So bekibud avaim chtiv lema'an yarichun yomecha lema'an yitav lach. So we see both the inyan of hatova that a person could have during his lifetime, and to have arichut yamim in an oil of prikula yoruk. Bigmilut chasadim chtiv rodev tzedakah v'chesed imtza chaim tzedakah v'chavod. So there are two. He has things that are life in an absolute sense, but meanwhile there will also be an element of peres in this world. So we will have kavod. Bahavat shalom k'tiv, bakesh shalom v'rot fehu, and that lashon of redifa points out Rabbi Avu is similar to the rodev tzedakah v'chesed that we just saw, which gives one chayim tzedakah v'chavod. So we learn out gzereshav redifa redifa k'tiv v'cha bakesh shalom v'rot fehu. So there we see too that Havaat Shalom is included in this list. B'Talmud Torah k'tiv, ki hu chayecha v'orech yamecha. My problem is that b'shluach ha'kenan k'tiv l'man yitav lach v'arach tayamim. Why don't we include in the list shluach ha'ken? Here it says elu dvarim shadam oseh ota. Now, we've been talking about shluach ha'ken the whole time yesterday. Now nobody pointed out that it was never included in the Mishnah and Peah. I don't understand. It's a ton of a Shia. And it says Rav Nachman, he didn't write everything. Come on, man. Tani Tana, Elo Devarim. This is like a major thing, you know. These are the things. He's telling me he left out Shuach HaKein. Vahadan Ratana Vashir. I mean, there's got to be some reason here. Omar Rav, Rav Idi Asbury, actually, Rav Idi explained to me that the Shuach HaKein is very different than all these other cases. Because the idea over here is, as it says, Imrut Sadik Kitov, Kipri Ma'alalehem Yochel. You'll notice that the idea of the Mishnah over here is the distinction between Perot, Pri Ma'alalehem, in which a person actually eats the Perot of his actions during his lifetime. But that is talking about a Sadik Kitov. Now, tzaddiki tov, you have to ask yourself, I mean, is there such a thing as a tzaddik that's ra? I mean, isn't that thought tzaddik means tov? V'chiyesh tzaddik tov, v'yesh tzaddik she'eno tov. So clearly, we're being asked to distinguish between different levels of tzedek. So there's tov, l'shamayim u'lebriot, zeo tzaddik tov. You can have a tzaddik who eats the perot of his ma'asim, and that is a tzaddik that is actually present among the briot. Over there it says prima alav yochel, and that's the achilat perot v'olam hazeh. But tov l'shamayim v'ra l'briot. You got a lot of these tzaddikim that may keep all of the mitzvahs and so on. They're absolutely miserable to have around. And perhaps they're miserable because they're always being trying to find ra with people. And you know, of course, the shem shamayim to fix people. But l'maisa, the bottom line is that the briot is rad meneh. Over there, that's a tzaddik she'ino tov. So the fact that somebody goes around as b'kayim in the midst of shiluach hakein doesn't necessarily imply in any way that prima alav yochelu. The Mishnah is making a point over here, not stam that a person may have teva in olam hazeh, but that the teva is a result of his meisim. It's the actual perot of what he's created. So the cases that we bring in the Mishnah in Peah are indeed things in which it's possible to say pri ma'alaleim yochelu. That is kitov. Mashen ken shiluach hakein. Where's the tov lebriot? So over there we don't find a sense of achilat perot b'olam hazeh. That's not. So in other words, don't confuse the idea of hatova on some level with the idea of achilat perot. The whole point over here is davka achilat perot. We find actually the same idea in the inverse, where we have the same concept that is said by a Rasha. So over there it says, after the Pasuk, Imru Tzadik Yitov, it says, Oy l'Rasha ra, ki gmul yadav yasa lo. So there too, there's a gumul of his own yadayim. So that's what we're talking about over here, is some impact of the way in which the person is, not some type of external response to what he's doing, but it's the actual peirot. So too, there's a sense of a rasha, where it's a rasha ra, where the actual gumul of his own yadayim is what occurs to him, not that there's some kind of mechanism that provides a response to his ma'aseh yadayim. There too, you have to ask yourself, yesh rasha ra, v'yesh ra'ino ra. I mean, is it the meaning of the word rasha ra? No, because he could be a ra l'shamayim v'ra l'briyot. So that's a rasha ra. But you got a lot of people that could be ra l'shamayim, they don't keep mitzvot and so on, but they're not ra l'briyot, they're very good people and so on. So that's a rasha she'ino ra. Over there, we don't say that there's a gemul yadav. There's a din in the shamayim in terms of what that person's makom in olam hava and so on, but that's not gemul yadav. Haschut yesh la keren v'yesh la pirot. So when a person does something in the teva and he has a zechut, it has a keren itself, so he has the principle, but there's also pirot, as we saw, imru tzadiki tov ki prima alaleim. But we never find a sense of pirot, and there's no productivity in evil. It's innately non-productive. So therefore, Avera may have a Karen, but it doesn't have Perot. Does Oyelu Rasha Ra? Wait a second, says, but that's not true, because there's also a posik that says, V'yochlu mipritarkam mimoatzotehem yizba'u. Over there it's referring to Ovri Avera. So, I mean, that means that there must be pre-darkam, and now you're claiming there's no pre when it comes to Avera, but there certainly is clearly here a pre of Avera. That's true. There is such a thing where the Avera itself makes Perot in the Avera. So if somebody does an Avera which is Goreim, a cascade of continued Averas. So let's say he teaches people to do evil, or he's Bechal Shem Shemayim, he's Mizalzal in things that impact other people, which then cause them also to lose their respect and so on. Those are things where the act has peirot, but it's peirot, the destructive peirot. That's the point.
That's the difference in Marcos, which every act leads to similar act later. And Avera leads to Avera.
No, no, that's Avera Gorot. Avera is what world you've entered into. It's not its impact on the world. Here we're talking about the peirot in terms of its impact. But she'eno sin perot, an avera that exists within its own sphere, does not have perot. In la perot, mashenkein schut by definition is an act of building that causes now tikkun in the world. Machshava tova. Also, there's a difference between tov and ra in terms of machshava, because a machshava tova kadosh baruch hu is betzarfa lamaaseh. Where do we see that? Shinemar az nidguru yirei Hashem ish et reyehu, vayakshev Hashem vayishma, vikatev sefer zikaron lefanav, liyirei Hashem lechoshvei shemo. So we see over here just choshvei shemo. So there, that means that that's sufficient. Choshvei, mai lechoshvei shemo, that's a filo chashav adam lasot mitzvah. V'ne'naz v'lo asa'a, ma'ale alav ha'katuv ki'ilu asa'a. So you see that the machshava alone is sufficient to provide sachar. Ma she'inkin machshava ra'ah ein hakadosh baruch hu mitzarfa l'maaseh. And that we see, as David HaMelech points out, that aven im ra'iti v'libi, I may note that I do evil in my heart, I may lust in my heart, but lo yishma Hashem, hakadosh baruch hu does not take this mitzarfit in any way. So then how do you explain the fact that it says beferush hineni mevi hine anochi mevi ra'ah la'am hazeh pri machshevotam? This is beferush pri machshevotam. So here you see that a machshav itself does have perot of kilkul. No, that's a machshav she'oseh peri hakadosh baruch hu mitzarfa lo ma'aseh. That's only where the machshava itself, in the end, is mekayem it. So then the machshava itself is counted in the avera. But if he doesn't, in the end, have an opportunity to carry it out, the ein bo peri, so never actually is able to construct the vision of evil that it had in mind, so there, ein hakadosh baruch hu mitzarfa lo maaseh. Is that true? So we're refining this, right? First we said the makshava is meaningless. No, it doesn't mean it's meaningless. It's meaningless when it's not associated with an act. But now we're questioning even that. Does it not say beferush lamant tfoset beit Yisrael bilibam asher nazoru me'alai begiluleihem? So it says even in their hearts, and the nazoru is just a question of where you're standing mentally. Omer v'achav bar Yaakov, that's true, but that's a unique set of things. That's referring to avodat kochavim. Ha'u b'avodat kochavim odiftim. D'yomar mar chamura avodat kochavim. Avodat kochavim, the issue of avodat kochavim is not the necessarily the avodah, but the state of mind, because we find shekol ha'kofer ba k'modeh b'chol ha'torah kula. It's the actual kvira in avodat kochavim, which itself becomes the equivalent of an act of avodah b'chol ha'torah kula. So that means the essential nature of avodat kochavim is what it does to your mind. So if that's the case, obviously in that case, l'man tvoset beit Yisrael b'libam, yes. But where the problem of a particular issue is the ma'aseh ha'isur, there HaKadosh Baruch Hu will not be mitzarif in makshava l'ma'aseh unless it's actually oseh peirot. So we see over here a whole new sense of the avodat kochavim. That's the moment a person in his heart is now meiden avodat kochavim, so he's already been kaif for b'chol ha'torah kula. Sorry? Ula Omar? Kerevuna. Ula says, you don't have to come on to that. There are times indeed where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, you said pre-machshavotam, pre-machshavotam can be the machshava itself, even where it was not mitzuraf l'maase, because it could be referring to the case of Ravuna. Ravuna said, kivan she'avar adam avera v'shanaba, hutralo. Once a person does an avera once and does it again, it now is mutter for him. Wow, that sounds great. Hutralo sakadaita, it's really mutter? No, it means naaseto keheter. It means that he no longer struggles with the issue. So a machshava where the person has not been over that iser, HaKadosh Baruch Hu ignores it. People think about doing things all the time, but they have a built-in restraint in there. They're not going to do it. So memelo, the machshava is not important to him. Mashenken, when the person already has done this and has shown that as far as his activities and neural pathways are concerned, there's no restraints. So if that's the case, we say the machshava itself is very dangerous. It's if it's already mitzuraf l'maaseh, even though in this particular case, maybe doesn't have the opportunity to carry it out. But that doesn't mean that he wouldn't. So I say, says Ula, that in such a case, even the machshava alone is considered to be choshev, despite the fact that this particular instance, it's not mitzuraf l'maaseh. Omar Rabbi Avu, Mishonei Bechanina, Noach lola adam. We started this whole sugya by talking about that someone who is over at Avera B'Sether is if he's dochik pnei Hashchina, right? Because that's the Shamayim Kisi and the Aretz Adom Raglai. So it's like you're pushing up against the Shechina. But the truth is that if a person, as we're going to see, is talking about in a case where he doesn't seem to be able to control himself, so it's better for him to do this Avera where nobody knows about it, rather than being Mechal Shem Shamayim Befarhesya. Shinema, because we find that Kodesh Baruch Hu, out of desperation, actually suggests that. He says, V'atem Beit Yisrael, Ko Amar Hashem Elokim. You know what? Ish Gilulav L'chu Avodah. Go do your Avodah Zarah, okay? V'acharim Inchem Shomim Alay. You're not listening to me anyway, so I'm sick and tired of arguing about it. But at least V'atshem Kachi Lo Techalalu. Don't go and do it in public to be Mechal Shem Shamayim Befarhesya. Omer Rabbi Eloi has a king, as opposed to Rabbi Eloi the Amora. Imro e adam shi yitzro mitgaber alav. Somebody sees that he's unable to control his yetzer hara. Yelech l'makom she'in makirim oto. So let him go at least to a place where nobody knows who he is. V'yubash shechorim, dress up in a black suit, so no one will think he's from anyway. V'yitkaser shechorim, put on a black hat, so no one b'chlal would never pay any attention to your maisim roim. V'yaseh commercially bochafetz, and do whatever the heck you want. But al yechalel shem shemayim b'farhesi, at least don't be mechal shem shemayim. Now there's a lot of discussion about what this is supposed to mean.
I mean, so, moment, yes, that would be the case.
So many Rishonim say that no, Rabbi Loi means that exactly what he seems to be saying. In other words, if a person sees he's unsuccessful in stopping his Yetzer Hara, so does it say that he should do it? Even that's what the Pasuk says. Ish gilu lav l'cho avodu, go and do what you want. Leave me alone already. So there is, doesn't mean that it's mutter for him. It simply means that it's better to do things b'seita.
Without the ivor additionally.
Without, exactly. Others learn that the meaning is, yazem ma'ashali b'chof, it's what his heart really wants. So in other words, a person goes, he realizes he has to leave his place, he has to go into Golos, he has to put on a black suit and black hat. I mean, how bad could things get? So at that point, he'll realize that he's going on a way to death. I mean, that will be ma'ir him to teshuva, and he will end up doing what he really wants to do, which is to do the Ratzon Hashem. That's how Tzadik Gaon explains the Tosfos Rabbeinu Tam.
So you have
others learn that it's talking over here not about averus, not literally about averus. Yitzchak is Gabrielov that he's going in a path of averus. So he doesn't want to do anything wrong. He just sort of wants to, you know, join the high flying club. You know, go to the nightclubs, have some fun, which is very likely he's going to get dragged in to averus. So over there, we're telling you, look, if you're going to end up doing that, so at least do it in a place where nobody knows who you are. But it doesn't mean that we're telling you, Bichlal, that when it comes to real aveir, that you have any right to give yourself some dispensation. Well, at least I'll go to a place where I won't cause a whole Hashem. I mean, that's really encouraging a person to do aveir. So Maisa Rishonim, actually, I mean, Paskin this, and like the Rosh says, look, bottom line is, we pass in our kovid shamayim chutz mir shamayim. There's no such thing as imroy adam shiitz from his gabralah. What are we going to give you papal dispensations over here? Well, we understand you're in a tough spot.
That will make me do it.
That will make me do it. Exactly. There's no such thing. What do you mean, yeah, imroy el? So decide that it's not. I mean, go choose a different life for yourself. Okay. I mean, lamaisa we find there's such a thing as onus al yitzray. The Gemara says elsewhere. You know, like a woman who's being raped who says, don't stop, and tells the guy, don't save me. It's considered to be a nusal pietro. We don't say, well, she's not considered to be asking for it, even though she is asking for it. Because at that point, we say she's out of control. And that is considered to be anus. It's not considered to be a baratzon. So obviously there is such a thing as anusal pietro, but in not in a case where you can coldly look at your situation and say, well, I'll leave town and everything will be okay. You know, we'll take off the yarmulke if we're going to the movie already, if it's an X-rated movie.
I mean, obviously the previous segment is Poshut real avemos. I mean, that's the Poshut.
No, that's what I'm saying. The Rosh says not like that. The Mirim says not like that. Oh, you mean the Yecheskel, the Poshut in Yecheskel.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Right, but over there it's saying Achri Menchem Shomim Elah. In other words, it's a getter already.
Yeah,
it's a getter of a mummer over here. In other words, you've made up your mind. You've chosen not to listen to me. Over here, the guy would say, look, I'd like to listen to you. You know, I go to a psychologist. I try to work it out, but, you know, I'm sexually addicted. What am I supposed to do?
It's better to be a mummer in the tail than to be a mummer in the office.
No, over here the guy isn't being metabolic his status. He's not accepting the
following
fact.
Following some orders, do it quietly.
Right, but that's only where he intends to fix it still. He's still going to the psychiatrist. Over there it's, look, there's nothing to do about it anymore. That's the point. But over here the guy's trying to do it. Look, unfortunately, it's a very common situation where people are under treatment for activities where, you know, they would like to stop and they feel they can't. That seems wrong if she had thrown his garbage off, but he's certainly, you're not going to call him a mummer. I mean, he's spending good money to go to doctors and so on. He's trying to change himself.
So supposedly the deep shchayra means that those kind of errors you do at night. And therefore, nobody should see minimum sex.
No. It's not
that
people...
Nobody should see.
No. Shchayra is not at night. Shchayra just means that people don't pay attention to people in black suits.
Yeah.
That's really what it means. Yeah, in those days, they used to be... They're nuts. Yeah, it's like a kind of weirdo running around. Now, not Nachman on me. So he goes and he does the errors. I mean, what do you expect? No, really. That's
he should make of himself
someone not himself. Noticeable, unimportant, and you know, a little bit weird. And nobody pays attention. But they had a nice thing tomorrow where they arrested somebody for wearing the black suit. I wish you guys. The guy's going around saying, I'm in mourning for the rest of Mikdash. Yeah, you're out of your mind.
This is human, right?
Yeah. Any ethnic more, is that true? Vatanya Koshalo Chasa Kvot Kono Ro'ilo Shaloba Lolan. Somebody who doesn't have any sense of decent kovet to have rachamim on HaKadosh Baruch Hu's own kovet would have been better for him never to have been born. And what does that mean? So Rabbi says that means Amistakel Bekeshe. This is somebody who stares at the rainbow with the kavana, says the Oruch, of seeing the vision of Yechezkel with the Dmus Hashem, Malakise, and so on. This guy's a nut. Rabbi Yossi says, no, this is an Ovar Aver B'Seder. So you see that that's considered, what do you mean, go do what you want and make sure nobody pays attention? I mean, that's a terrible thing to do, because it's as if you're saying that the Shekhinah isn't present. No kasha. Other matzi kayif liyitzer, the lo matzi kayif liyitzer, as we said earlier. There's a big nafkamina between someone he would like to be chasak vod kono, and he sees that he's out of control. So over there, that's the chasak vod kono. At least other people should not see the degradation. Mashenkin, if there was any way that he could keep himself in control, it's a terrible thing to do, to go to a place as if it's not a Kadosh Baruch Hu's presence that matters to you. There's no hakafa, which we're going to explain in a moment, when it comes to Chilul Hashem, whether it's done b'shogeg, whether it's done b'mezid. What does that mean? My ein mekifin. Omer Marzutra, makifin means credit. You know, like eino sin kechenvani. We don't give a guy credit. You know, okay, well, you did a little bit of Chilul Hashem today, but we'll wait till you do something nice to sort of fix it up, we'll balance it out, and so on. There's no credit given for this kind of thing. The payback can be instantaneous. Marbred Ravina Omar, no, it's something else. Enakifin is when you're looking at two things to see if they match. That's called hakafa. So that means that if you would have your zchuyot on the one hand and your averot on the other hand on a scale. So now you're looking to see how even it is. But if Chilul Hashem is on the side of the Averot, then we don't look how even it is. Then it's machria right away. So it's lomash imayta shkula machraat. Chilul Hashem is machria the scale. Tana Rabbanan, lo'olam yirei adam atzmo kilo chetzio chaya v'chetzio zakai. Persia should see himself all the time as if he is half chayav and half zakai. Asa mitzvah achat ashrav. So then look how happy he should be if he does a single mitzvah. Chriya tzmolo kav zifut. Avar avira achat oilo. Shechriya tzmolo kav chuvah. Shneemar, as it says, that tova chuchma miklei krav. V'chote echad yave tova harbe. So what does that mean, chote echad? It means that one chait yechidi. Shechata oveinu minu tovot harbe. Because of the fact that it was makriya the scale now to be in the getter of a Rosh, because it goes according to Rov. So he loses all that good that he could have had. Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, Omer, forget about the individual. Look, the whole world is defined by the Rov. And the Yachid is Nidon Acharubo. So it's not a question of himself. I mean, Asa Mitzvah Achat Ashrav, Shechriya Tatzmo Ve'et Kol HaOlam LeKav Zechut. Now Rashi learns, not like the Rambam, Rashi learns that the din on the Olam is the aggregate of the Yechid, not the aggregate of the Maisi. So in other words, the Olam is Nidain according to Rov Tzadikim, not Rov Zechut. Right. The Rambam learns just different levels of din, but that it still has to do with the Rov of Zechuyot and Avonot. So in other words, according to Rashi, the reason that Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon is mentions over here, Olam v'Hayachid, as they're two different things, is because what he's saying is, look, once the person is Machriya himself, then he may be changing the balance of the number of tzaddikim there are in the world. And that will be Machriya the world. Right, so it's two different cheshbonos, according to Rashi. Yeah, yes. The Goyim also would be able to define the nature of the Olam. And the Medina, as the Rambam says, the Gemara, the Mefarshim talk about the fact that the Gemara doesn't mention the middle stage, which is society the local societies. How does the Rambam, where does the Rambam get there? There's a whole discussion there in the Nisa Kalim of the Rambam, because, I mean, he's clearly basing it on this Gemara. So in any event, that's the way you have to look at it, says Reb Elazar Reb Shimon. It's not really a question about yourself, it's a question about the state of the universe. Avara vira achat oilo, shechriya tatzmo vet kol olam lekav chova, shenemar vechotei achad, b'shilchet yechidi sh'asah zeh, avad mimenu mikol olam tova harbe. And here's where the Rambam is bechadish together of Tzaddik Yisod Olam, putting it together with this Gemara. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai Omer, Afilu Tzaddik Gamur. This, of course, is, I mean, the Rambam takes something which is innately a trivial statement and turns it into something of immense importance. In other words, the Gemara, if you read it Kipshuto, it's Bamish trivial. Because it isn't, it's not saying anything. Pretend. I mean, the whole point of being a Beinoni is that things work out. You know, have you ever noticed the world disappearing, you know, every Monday and Thursday? That is Miyad, it's Nishchas. It's crazy. The whole thing is crazy. That's why the Rambam turns it into an unbelievably profound insight into the nature of the way in which people live in chaos. So he says, Tzaddik, you said, hey, well, there, a person can reach a level in which his sensitivity to the butterfly effect is such that he can literally be machriya things, because of the intensity of his awareness of the interrelatedness. That's some jerk happens to be walking across the street, and says, that could be Hitler. So Hitler's walking across the street and picks up a banana peel because some old lady reminds him of his grandmother, was the only happy thing in his life. Picks up the thing, and now the zechus of the whole world has now been muchra because of Hitler. Tzavik Yisrael Eilam. So this is Rambam is saying that when it's all a function of the level of consciousness. So he embeds it in the dinim of Tkiyah Shofar and Rosh Hashanah. That this is not the way a person is supposed to think, like, oh, wow. But rather, he's supposed to reach a stage of awareness that enables his mind to actually make a difference. That's the point. Therefore, he says, this is the getter of Tzaddik Yisrael Olam. Obviously, it doesn't apply to a person who happens to be in the right place at the right time. Because such a person is himself just another functionary of chaos. What's the difference? Rav Shimon Bar Yochai Omer, Afilu Tzaddik Gamur Ko Yamav. Even if a guy is a tzaddik his entire life, Umarad Ba'achronah, he turns his back against everything that he did. In the end, Ibeidet HaRishonot, he loses the zechuyot that he did. Shenemar, Tzidkat HaTzaddik Lo Tatzilenu B'yom Pish'o. And Afilu Rasha Ko Yamav, V'yasat Teshuvah Ba'achronah, Ein Maskirin Lo Shuv Shuv Risho. Shema Rishata Rasha Lo Yikashel Ba Beyom Shuvo Mi Risho. That's the Gemara. I mean, does it really make sense that he should lose? I mean, let's say if a guy has was shoko, so it's mechta avonosama. I mean, so what would we say over there? And then let's say he was machriya zakav. He loses everything? He doesn't lose everything. It's just that now his state is defined as a state of Risho. But Chas v'Shalom, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be ma'abed his things. I mean, so na'avi kemechzev, so mechzev zechuyos. So he was married. No, okay. Well, why would we say that he's ma'abed? Omer Yesh Lakish b'tohe ala rishonot. It's a completely different halacha. This Yom Pisho is not the fact that he's simply now has charota on what he did, or that he would no longer wish to be a tzaddik, but rather that he questions the meaning of what he did. So in questioning the meaning, you cannot be zoche to that meaning. That's basically like the Gemara Chaylek says. It isn't an issue of that it's roi. Somebody says he doesn't believe it's Chesed Beis Minatayra, therefore he loses Chesed Beis Minatayra. It's ridiculous, says the Gemara. So the guy doesn't know. Pasek also. He doesn't. He says, well, that's not the point. The point is that when you don't share a belief in something, it's no longer part of your world. Who is supposed to forcibly say, no, we're going to strip you of your beliefs and your vision of yourself to give you a different life? I mean, so that's not you. That's the point. If he's Toa HaRishonos, he no longer has shaychus to this thing. The other thing, this guy says, but you don't believe such a world exists, so how can you have a chelek in such a world? That's the point. So you're Toya HaRishon, Toya means, as the Rambam says. No, it's much deeper than regret. It's, he questioned, Maho Alti Be'asiyatam. What in the world? It was stupid on what I was thinking. I didn't achieve anything. There was no achievement. So that's your questioning the nature of meaning. So, okay, so far, very good. So what are we supposed to do? Ram it down your throat? You're the one who defines your world. That's why the Rambam brings this halacha separately from the halacha of the Rasha. Because over there, it's beyond Shuvo. That's something else. Now that he brings the first parak. This he brings in the third parak. The first half of the pasuk that we're bringing over here brings in the third parak. Because that's Nogei of the Din of Rosh Hashanah, where the person has to define what world he wants to live in. So it becomes an introduction to the concept of Rosh Hashanah Bechlo. It's brilliant the way he parses it and writes that. Manish. It's simply not to be believed that a human being could do that. To see so clearly the nature of the meaning of each one of these things and how they're completely different. You know, if you just read it without the benefit, I mean, it's famous Kash over here, I'm sure you must have all heard, you know, Kevich Yuren, Chonavas. So he asked the Chafetz Chaim, according to this Gemara, so then there's no particular chesed in tshuva, because you could do tshuva, you could be chesed b'sheila, you could be chesed b'tshuva. It's the same thing. Lumaisa has nothing to do with each other. It's two completely different issues. One is b'yom shuvo. The idea of a year is lo yikashelba b'yom shuvo mirisho. That's got in my skirin lo. Doesn't mean invade. It's law. It has nothing to do with it. But you're talking about shuvo mirisho. It's not talking about pisho. The psukim are not parallel at all. One is ibed. One is in maskirin lo. But that's a whole different idea of questioning the nature of the world and not the nature of your maisa. That's what it is. It's answering over here. Lomaisa, the only answer the Chofetz Chaim gave him was that, well, what's unique about shuvah is that you can have zechuyotav ma'hofech tiyo to be zechuyot. Avanisavah hofech liyot zechuyot in shuvah mi'ava. And some other detail of shuvah, but Lomaisa, if you see it, or you see it from the point of view of the Rambam, we're talking about two completely different phenomena. Okay, my dear President.
The doctor and the commissioner.
She could complete now the Yonim of the Perek, which now are integrating the issues of the type of mitzvahs that interrelate Olam Hazeh and Olam Haba, and the way in which, notice how this all began with just a simple examination of the nature of mitzvahs, went on to the Yonim of the differences between the mitzvahs between the sexes, which has very much to do with the nature of our personal existence, went on then to describe the dinim of the relationship to a parent, which became the way in which the world was capable of relating to Torah as being something that was actually innate in Bria and not a function of worship, and then began to talk about the nature of the mitzvahs that impact the world directly besides you and your Olam Haba and so on, but have the idea of peres, we now recognize that there is an element of the human being and how he relates to the world through the way in which he is behaving when it comes to Ra and Tov. So kol sheyeshno v'mikra u'b'mishna u'b'derech eretz lo v'meira u'chote. The person as at least has a background, and he is shayach to learning Tanakh, and he knows some Mishnah, and he's a person who is involved in the ways of the earth, so that he knows how to speak decently, how to make a living, how to act like a normal human being. So lo bimeira uchotek. Shinemar v'achuta mishulash lo bimeira yinatek. The three wound rope doesn't fall apart very easily. But if someone doesn't have any of these things, koshein alobe mikra, velobe mishna, velobe derecher, which unfortunately is rather common today, eino mina yishuv, he's not part of the human settlement. He has no place on this earth at all. And the Rambam adds in the Pirshei Mishnayos, the world is much better off without him. Because he simply damages things. There's no contribution. Omer Elazar Rabbi Tzadok, you know the way you could look at tzaddikim in this world. I mean, obviously, ain't tzaddik baratz asher yaseh tov v'lo yechta. There's plenty of bad things that tzaddikim do. So essentially, it's like you see a tree, shekulo omed b'makom tahora. The tree is in a marvelous place and not shayach to anything evil, graves or anything else. And it's got a little bit of a nofo, no telo makom tumas. It's got some leaves or some branches that may be hanging over a cemetery. It's garim tuma. Somebody comes under it. But the moment that niktzatz nofo, the moment that part of it is cut off, and that's the moshel of a year, is the yisurim that come on a tzaddik ba'olam hazeh, cut off those elements of his behavior. And now he's kulayim b'makom tahara. So kach HaKadosh Baruch Hu mevi yisurim ha'tzaddikim b'olam hazeh, kedei shirshu olam haba. It's those snippets that cut off those branches. It may hurt when you cut off the branches. But l'maisa, what's left is a integrated entity of a tree with deep roots that has its chelik in olam haba. Shenemar v'haya reshitcha mitzar. It's true that your beginning looks pretty bad. But achritcha, the end of that process is yizkeh ma'od. It becomes immense, enormous. Masha'enken l'mar reshaim domim b'olam hazeh. Lilan that is essentially kula omed b'makom tuma. It's got some ma'isim tevim, so there's some branches and some leaves. Nofe notela makom tora. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is kotzeitz nofo by giving them sachar b'olam hazeh. And what's left is the essence. And the essence is kula omed b'makom tuma. Kach HaKadosh Baruch Hu mashpia lehem tova l'shaim b'olam hazeh. Kedei l'tordan v'lo rishan l'madriga ha'tachtona. So that they can remain now what they are innately. And there too, the Pasuk points out, Shenemar, Yesh Derech Yashar Lifneish. Person, he sees that his life is working out. All of the bad things that he did, all of the cheating, all of the embezzlement, all of the lies, all of the competitiveness. It's great. I mamish feel mutzlach bakol. But achrita darkei mavet, the end of that path, he doesn't realize, is taking him straight to ultimate death. וכבר היה רבי טרפון וזקן מסובין בעליית בית ניצה בלוד. It was long ago, רבי טרפון וזקנים were sitting there in this person, ניצה, apparently, in the Mefarshim saying, must have been a big bait vad לחכומים, because Katzin mentioned that עליה. נשאלה שאלה זו בפניהם. Indeed, they raised the question, whether Talmud גדול או מעשה גדול. Which one is more chasher? נענה רבי טרפון ומעשה גדול. Look, a person has to act in this world. Now, na Rabbi Akiva, ma Talmud gadol. A person has to become aware and have the broader perspective in this world. Na kulam v'amru. Look, Talmud gadol, sha Talmud mevili de ma'ase. The question, as stated, is a nonsensical question. The godless of Talmud cannot be separated from ma'ase. It's the broader, the person's perspective and understanding. The deeper is his ma'ase in anything. Tanya Rabbi Yosemer Gadol Talmud Shikodam L'chala Arba'im Shana. It's an amazing Gemara because it interrelates pieces of the parak that were totally irrelevant to this. We started off with the discussion of Chodash and Chala and the Shemitah and Yovel. And we were talking about mitzvahs apluyas ba'aretz. What? At the end of the parak now we get back to those questions about where mitzvahs went into effect, right? Absolutely strange. So take a look how great Talmud Torah was, because, look, Torah was given 40 years before Knesset La'aretz, and the only thing, as we saw earlier, that goes into effect immediately upon Knesset La'aretz, Bivoachem, which is never used, it's Kitavo, Kiviyacha, Bivoachem means in the context of your entry, right? Which is, of course, the Bihibaram, back in my separations. So within the formation of the Bia, you already have now the Chiev of Chala. But, I mean, it took another 14 years to be Chayev and Trumot and Maasrot, because that's dependent on Yerusha Yeshiva. So that means Chamishim Va'arba, it was 54 years. You were studying those dinim before they were even Nogea. Before it came time for Shemitah, which is now 7 years after that, so then you've already got Shishim Ve'achat. Till Yov, you've got to add now 50 years. So the Yovlos, Me'avishalosh, last I heard 50, adding 50 to 54 gives you 104. Not, I don't get that. Where do you get 103? Me'avishalosh, Me'avisharbahav. No, because you see, Kasava Yovel mitchilato mishamit. Yovel now is mishamit shluach avonim at the beginning of Yovel, not the end of the 50 years. So it's really 49 years. It's a very strange Rashi who says that Michilato refers to Yom HaKippurim. As the Achronim point out, nobody argues on that. But there's somebody who says that it's only at the end of Yovel. Question of the relationship of Rosh Hashanah at the beginning of Yovel or Yom HaKippurim. That, yes. But then he should have said Michilato means from Rosh Hashanah. Okay, it's a problem. But in any event, Shemitah is at the end. Hashematas Ksafim. The Yorah is at the beginning. So when it comes to Shemitah, we dealt with the end. When it comes to Yorah, we dealt with the beginning. So we took it as 49s. Uchashem Shalimut Kodim Lamaase. So exactly the same way that the Torah was mocked him by so many years, the Limud, before the events came into effect. Kach Dino Kodim Lamaase. So too is the din on a person, Atid Lavo, on his learning, comes before the questioning of how he acted. Get a Rav Nuna. The Omer of Hamnuna, Ein Chilat Dino Shel Adam, El Al Divrei Torah. First thing that a person is Noitel Dina is on Divrei Torah. Shemar Poter Ma'im, you got rid of the water, which of course, Ma'im El Torah, Reshit Madon, that's the beginning of the Tzaras, that's the beginning of the Din. Tosis points out that Lamaisa we had back in Shabbos, that the six questions that a person is asked La'atid Lavov, are in order of the Siddurim of the Mishnah, right? So it's Vahoya Emunah Titecha Kos Nishua. So it's Nasata V'Natata BeEmunah comes before Kavata Itim LeTorah, which is Keneged Moed. So why does it say over here the first? You see, the first question is about business, whether you're honest in business. So it says to us, it's true. The first question is about your business honesty, but the actual din payback time. That first comes Poter Mai Reshit Madon. Uchashem Shedino Kach Kodem Lamaase Kach Sicharo Kodem Lamaase. And it's not only the din in terms of the payback for wasting your learning, but rather also the sachar. The sachar for the learning comes before the sachar of the action. Shneimar V'yitein Lehem Atzot Goyim V'Amal Umim Yirashu Bavur Yishmeru. So Yishmeru, as we saw earlier, is always a lashon of Mishnah. Kol sheino lo b'mikra lo b'mishnah. Om Rav Yochanan, when we say that such a person is eino min hayishuv, it has halachic implications. He's posul la'edut. The guy cannot be accepted as testimony in court, because since he has no sense of the meaning of his own existence, the value of things in the world, he's like, he has no concept of what is real and what is not real and what is important. So how can he give testimony, Bechla? It's as if he's not there, Bechla. Tana Rabbanan ha'ochel b'shuk, harei ze dome lekelev. Somebody walks around the marketplace eating. He's like a doggy. V'yesh omrim pasul la'edut. Some say, if he holds so little of himself to maintain his own dignity in public, then that means that he doesn't have, again, any sense of busha or real placement. In which case, there's no concern for reality. Why would he have the decency to respect truth or the other person's needs? And Mamela, he would be posulatus, yeshomrim. Posulatus. Omer Avida Barovin, indeed, alochak yeshomrim. So what is it referring to over here? It's a big question, because Tosis brings that Lamaisa, the Gemara says elsewhere, that it's not roi for Talmud Chacham to eat in public.
Anything?
To eat anything in public. But mashma, I'm a person, we're not going to say he's possibly Yedus. So Tosis has a number of approaches. One approach is that it means that he's Eichel B'shuk, means that he takes things and eats them B'shuk. He walks through and he grabs that and he eats it. Doesn't mean that, but I mean, then he stomachs them. I mean, that has nothing to do with the fact that it's B'shuk. So maybe it's talking about that he takes less than a shava pruta from each place. No? I mean, it's a little like, just a little taste. And he's going around tasting the cheese, tasting it, and I've got no intention of buying it. So it's like, this is the way he... So that's similar already to a ganav. So the mail is possible. Oh, so others learn it's dafka if he eats pepitas. Really, dafka if he spits. Then. So that he eats pepitas. You know, what do they call it in English?
Sunflower
seeds, right? So he spits them. So that's... Well, you don't do that in public.
Israeli national
Others, you sense the incredible bezoyan of the person. And others learn it's dafka if he eats falafel. No, it means dafka if he'll eat pot. In other words, so he's eating bread. I mean, Yeah, okay, you eat a little piece of candy or something. Yeah, eat your soda, sitting there walking in the shirt. Dorish Bar Kapora. As Bar Kapora pointed out, a ragzan. You know, people, there are people who just don't understand their place in the world before. These guys, they get angry. They're going around calling you Zevel. They get angry, any little thing, they're angry. Lamaisa, what does a person have out of that? You get absolutely nothing out of it, because all that's happening is that you're making yourself more and more stressed, more and more angry. You're not accomplishing anything. Nobody else cares. They'll look at you like you're an idiot. So there are things that people are oisik in that don't give them anything, not by Olam Hazeh, not by Olam Haba. It's actually astonishing that people will dedicate their life to taking from the world zero. Amazing. Ula adam tov matimim oto mipri ma'asav. Somebody who has a sense of good, he gets a taste in his lifetime of his peers. But koshin alo b'mikra v'lo b'mishna v'lo b'derech eretz. Let me tell you something. Dur hana'am imenu. Make a netter that you have nothing to do with this guy. Shinamo u'b'moshav v'leitzim lo yashav. It's the first thing that we say into him. It's ashrei ish that was b'moshav v'leitzim lo yashav. This guy has nothing in his life. Moshavo moshav letzim. A person like that doesn't have anything except letzanos. So all he could do is make fun of things, belittle things. Why in the world would you want to have anything to do with such a person? Hadron Allah ha'ishan iknet. This was, oh boy. Aish mikadesh. Gee, I wonder why it says aish mikadesh, not aish konen. Maybe we should have a review. Bo ubishlucho. To be continued tomorrow. Romelei Rav Reb Nachman Tzan, Elu Devarim Shadam Oseh Otam, Vokho Perotayim Bolam Hazeh, Vakir Kayim Betol Olam Haba. Elohim, Kibir Avi Emek Melech Chassadim Havat Shalom, Shebin Adam Lech Haviro, V'Talmud Torah Keneged Kulam. So now, the way I understand it is like this. Bekibir Avi Em, Ktiv Laman Yarichun Yomecho, Laman Yitabach. V'Gmilut Chassadim Ktiv, Rodev Tzedakah V'Chesed, Yibtzah Chayib Tzedakah V'Chavod. Bavaat Shalom Ktiv Bakesh Shalom V'Rodfeyu. And I understand that that's based on Rabbi Avu's halacha of Atir Rediva Redifa, Tivatam Kivacha Bakesh Shalom Rodfeo, Tivatam Rodif Tzedakah V'Chesed, and so there too he'll find Chaim Tzedakah V'Chavod. But Talmud Torah Ktiv Kiu Chayecha V'Yoruch Yomecha. Now I got a problem, because B'Shiloach HaKeinami Ktiv L'man Yitav L'Korach Yomim. So Litli Nami, huh? Tana V'Shira says Rav Nachman. Ah, come on, says Rav. Tani Tana Elu Devarim V'At Omat Tana V'Shir. Omar Rav, I'll tell you, Ravidi finally explained things to me, Asbrali. Imrut tzadiki tov ki prima al aleihem yochev. So ask yourself, yesedik tov, yesedik sheno tov. El tov l'shamayim l'briot, zel tzadik tov. Tov l'shamayim v'ra l'briot, zel tzadik sheno tov. So there, if you have a tzadik tov, and all of these other things are things that benefit the world as perot. Not benefit the world, shiloach hakein, we can't list that in perot. Same thing, Kayotzi bedavar atomer, oil rasha ra, gigmu yadavia selo. Yesh rasha ra, yesh inura, yes. El rala shamayim vira la briot, u rasha ra. But rala shamayim vein, or rala briot, ze rasha shinura. Aschut yesh la keren, yesh la perot, shemir mitzadik kitob. Avera yesh la keren, but ain la perot, shemir. Oi, la rasha ra, and that's the, there's no prima alalaf. It's just that we give him gumu yadav. Elamani mekayem v'yochlumi pri darkami moatzvehem yizbo. That means the avera itself is oseperot. The avera is oseperot. Yesh aperot. Sheino seperot in laperot. Machshava tova kadosh baruch hu mitzarfa lemaaseh. Shenamar az nidburu yirei Hashem yishareyu. Vayakshev Hashem yishma. Vayikatev zev zikaron lefanav. Miyirei shmo lo choshvei shmo. Mai choshvei shmo. Om Rav Asi afilu chashav adam lasot mitzvah venenas. So So then how do you explain Adichtiv, Leman Tvozit Beit Yisrael B'Liban, Omer V'Achabar Yaakov, that's Avodat Kochavim. The whole point of Avodat Kochavim is the Omer Machamura Avodat Kochavim Shkala Koferba, Kibodev Echola Torah Kula. So since it's Be'etzim a state of mind, so Memela, the Din, is also in a state of mind. Ul Omer Kedravuna. You can't mean hutralo literally. So in those cases, I can work with mitzar for the maaser, because obviously if he could have done it, he would have done it. Anyway, so at least the shem could shilot the chalulu. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai Omer, Afilu Tzadik Omur Kol Yamav, Umarad Ba'achrona, Ibeid Et HaRishonot, Shema Tzidkat HaTzadik Lo Tzilenu B'yam Pish'o, Vafilu Rasha Gomur Kol Yamav, V'yasa Teshuvah Ba'achrona, En Maskirin Lo Shuv Rish'o, Shenema V'rishat Rasha Lo Kesher B'yam Shuvu M'rish'o, V'nehavi Kemech Tzavonot, Mech Tzuchiyot, Omer Shalokish B'tohe Al HaRishonot, כל שיש לו במקרים יש לו בדרך ארץ לא במהר הלכות תשלם רווחות המשולש לא במהר אני נתק וכל שאינו לא במקרה ולא במשל ובדרך ארץ אינו מן היישוב אומר רבי לא זה ברבי צדוק למה צדיקים נמשלים בעולם הזה לילן שכולו עומד במקום תאורה מאופנות אל המקום תומה נקצץ בפוק לא עומד במקום תאורה כך הקדוש ברוך הוא מביא יסוני על הצדיק בעולם הזה כדי שירשו עולם הבא שבו היה ראשיתך מצער ואחריתך יזכה מאוד ולמה רשעים דומים בעולם הזה לילן שכולו עומד במקום טומאה ונופו נותן לו מקום טהרה נקצץ נופו נמצא כולו עומד במקום טומאה כך הקדוש ברוך הוא משפיע להם טובה לרשעים בעולם הזה כדי לתורדם על הראשון במדרגה התחתונה שנאמר יש דרך ישר לפני איש ואחריתה דרכי מוות וכבר היה רבי תאר וזקנים מסובים בעליית בית ניצבלות נשאלה שאלה זו בפניהם תלמוד גדול או מעשה גדול נענה רבי טרפון ואמר מעשה גדול נענה רבי עקיבא אמר תלמוד גדול נענו כולם ואמרו תלמוד גדול שהתלמוד מביא לידי מעשה תעני רבי יוסי אומר גדול תלמוד שכאן מלך על 40 שנה לתשום למעשרות 54 לשמיטה 61 ליובלות 103 104 כזו ויובל מתחילתו הוא משמד ורשם שהלימוד קודם למעשה כך דינו קודם למעשה כרב אמנונה גם רב אמנונה אין תחילת דינו של אדם אלא על דברי תורה שרמה פוטר מים ראשית מדון ורשם שדינו קודם למעשה כך זכרו קודם למעשה שרמה ייתן למרצות גויים ואמר לאומי מראה שבעבור ישבו חוקיו ותורתם ימצאו כל שאינו לא במקרה לא במשם רבי יוחנן הוא פסול לעדות תן רבן הוא אוכל בשוק הרי זה דומה לכלב ויש אומרים הוא פסול לעדות ואמר רבי דבר אבן הלכה כי יש אומרים דורש בר כפרה רגזן לא עלתה בידו אלא רגזנותו ולאדם טוב מתאימים אותו מפרי מעשיו וכל שאינו לא במקרה לא בלי שבו בדרך ארץ דור הנאה ממנה שלמה מושב לעצים לא ישב and this guy I guarantee you is Moshavu Moshav Leitzim. I don't know if he's shining.